Well, it's nice to be back with you, and also to see maybe one or two new ones, though we have seen them round about the church before, so they're not altogether new. But it's nice to see you all, and I trust the Lord will bless us as we gather around His Word. I want you to turn to the last chapter of the Gospel of Luke, the last chapter of the Gospel of Luke, and that's where we're going to be looking, at least today. Now, the subject matter that I want to consider in our assembly meetings, I'm not sure how long we will spend on the subject, though it is a big one with any amount of variety in it, so we could spend an awful long time there. But the subject is pictures of the Lord Jesus in the Bible. There's none of us but like picture books. I remember when some of our children, when they were very small, managed to get their hands on some of these cartoon picture books out of the library. I insisted that I always get it reading it first, pretending, of course, that I wanted to make sure it was all wholesome and good and nothing bad in it, but really just because I liked looking at these particular cartoons. I'll not tell you which ones it was. But anyway, there's none of us but do like looking at pictures. Pictures convey so much to us in a moment. In a moment. It might take you reading 5, 6, 10, 20 lines of writing to grasp the same information which one wee glance at a picture tells you. And because of that, I'm sure, the Lord is ever using in the Bible pictures, likenesses of the Lord Jesus Christ. In John's Gospel, you older ones can look this verse up because it's a good verse and one that is a key to Bible study. It's John chapter 5 and the verse 39. The verse 39, the Savior says, "Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." Those are two important little statements at the beginning and at the end of that verse. Search the Scriptures, for they testify of me. They testify of me. So, in the Bible, you will get witnesses giving evidence concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. You will find testimonies about the Lord Jesus Christ in the Scriptures. And just like testimonies that you might go along to hear in a meeting, someone getting up and telling their story of how they met the Lord Jesus, well, it differs from someone else's testimony. Their experiences of how they became a Christian differs. Not the same as other people. And likewise, in the Bible, the various testimonies that we have concerning the Lord Jesus differ. They differ. Just like pictures. They present to us a view of Christ that's a little different from the views presented in other portions of God's Word. Now, that's what makes searching the Scripture exciting, interesting. I'm sure most of you, particularly the boys, maybe the girls as well, have an old toy box at home where all the toys are dumped in. They're all dumped in. And every so often you go and you pull it out and you rummage through it. And you see something that you haven't played with for a little while. You've almost forgotten that you have it. And your memories of it are good. Oh yes, I enjoyed playing with that. So it's as if you had just received a new toy because it's a while since you played with it. And it was exciting just to discover this old toy that you hadn't looked at for a good while. Well, that's a very poor illustration of what the Bible is. It is a box in which God has placed many, many, many wonderful pictures of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we read the Bible, we come on things concerning Christ. Not only that we remember having heard and seen and looked at before, But there's always something new in the Bible about the Lord Jesus Christ. Your old toy box never really has anything new. At best, it is something that you haven't looked at for a long time, and it's as if it was new, but it never really has anything new. That's not the case with the Bible. That is not the case with the Bible. To the day you die, as you study the Scriptures, you will come on new things in the Bible. New revelations of Christ. New aspects, new sides, new information that you hadn't noticed before about the Lord Jesus Christ. And I hope that as we spend a little time this year in looking at what it is the Bible has to say about the Lord Jesus, we will discover many, many new things. Now, I want us just on this first study to see how the Lord Jesus used the Bible to show pictures of himself to the disciples that they might understand. I should say, and this is important, and you older ones in particular take note of this, the Bible gives us all the information about the Lord Jesus that God would have you to know. Now, I want you to learn that wee phrase. The Bible gives you all the information that God would have you to understand about the Lord Jesus. Anything you hear about the Lord Jesus Christ that is not in the Bible, you're to reject it as false. Everything that God wants you to know about the Lord Jesus, he has given you in his word. It's a very extensive revelation. It covers a large amount of territory and gives you a lot of information. In fact, I don't want to discourage you, but you'll never learn all that's in the Bible about the Lord Jesus. You will never exhaust the Bible. We have little visitors come to our home, and there's a store of old books that they like to take out and start reading. And you can see them lifting one, and they turn the page around, and I remember that, not very interesting. And they lift another one, and they know those books. And they know there's nothing new in those books for them, so they look for another one. You will never find that in the Bible. You will never discover that about the Bible. There's always something new, because there's so much information there about the Lord Jesus Christ. You will learn about his ancestors, who his forefathers were, the family he came from, the tribe in Israel that he came from. You learn all about that. You learn about where he was born, and when it was he was born, and why he came into this world. You'll learn how men received him, how they treated him. You'll learn about his death, and why it was he died. But you'll learn also that he rose from the grave. You learn about his divine nature also. I said about his ancestors, who his forefathers were. Yes, you see, the Lord Jesus is not just one who has human nature, like you and me. Only his human nature was without sin. But he also has a divine nature. He is God. He is God. You must never speak about the Lord Jesus as you would speak about some of your friends and acquaintances, because he is God. And there must ever be reverence. Ever be reverence. Oh, you can speak to him and speak of him as your friend. You can speak of him in a loving fashion. You can speak of him as someone you know very well. But you must never lose your reverence for him. Daddy and Mommy, well, you know them very well. You can run into their presence. You can ask them anything. You can jostle them in order to get an answer for the question you have or to get something from them. But you must never forget that they are your mother or your father. You must never forget that. You must treat them with respect. And in a far greater fashion, you must ever remember that the Lord Jesus Christ is God. He is God. As we put it, He is God manifested, revealed in human form. That's what is revealed to us in the Bible. That's what's shown to us in the Bible. This great truth about the Lord Jesus. That makes Him unique. There never was anyone like the Lord Jesus in all the history of the world, and never will there be anyone like Him. So, these are pictures we'll discover together in the Word of God. But you not only learn about His past, because the Savior was on the earth nearly 2,000 years ago, that's a long time ago, but you will learn about His present actions, what He's doing now, what He's doing at this moment. As you and I gather here, and we open our Bibles, and we think about the Lord, we will discover in the Bible what He is doing right now in heaven. Right now in heaven. So it's important to think about that, you know. We sometimes think about the Lord Jesus in the context of His birth 2,000 years ago, and His life, and His preaching, and His miracles. And we forget that at this moment, the Savior is in heaven. And do you know what He's doing? Well, we'll look at it in more detail, but I think I can simply say He's thinking about every one of His people. Every one of His Christian people. He's thinking about them. He's naming them. He's talking to His Heavenly Father about them. Are you saved today? Well, the Lord Jesus is talking about you to His Father. He's praying for you. But the Bible also wants to tell us about the future, what the Savior will do, the plans He has made, and which will most certainly come to pass. Maybe over the summertime you had planned, or maybe your mum or dad had planned, that the family would do this or that or go yonder, but it didn't work out. Bit of a disappointment. It didn't happen. Let me tell you, life's full of disappointments. We make plans, something happens, and they just aren't carried out. But the Lord Jesus Christ has plans, and He will carry them out. Exactly. And the wonderful thing is, He has shared those plans with you and me. He has shared them with us. We can look at what the Savior is planning to do. And He will tell us, here's what I am going to do on a certain day. Here's the changes I'm going to make in this world on a certain day. And He'll share those plans with us. He'll share those plans with us. Many times you may have seen something interesting happening at home, and you've run over and said, "What are you doing?" And back comes the answer, "None of your business. Off you go." And you're chased. And you're not told what's happening. But the Lord Jesus never does that. In this book, He has shown us what He's going to do in the future. And He's most anxious, if I might put it like that, for you to look at those plans, learn about them, and be excited at what it is the Lord plans for the future. In this, and here I will quickly close, in this chapter 24 of Luke, you have how the Lord Jesus uses the pictures in the Bible to instruct His disciples. And I'm just going to close by reading some verses from this chapter 24. Maybe most of you know how this chapter develops. The Savior has been crucified, but He has risen from the dead on the third day. And there are two disciples on the road traveling from Jerusalem to a little place called Emmaus. And they are most sad. Well, they're sad because they have seen their beloved Master crucified, most cruelly. And that wasn't what they were expecting. They had seen Him work miracles. They had seen Him give sight to the blind. They had seen Him even raise the dead. And now He has died. And they can't understand. This is not what they expected. And they're walking down the road, and their shoulders are bowed, and their heads are bowed, and they're sad. And suddenly, a stranger draws near. It's the Lord Jesus. But he has wonderfully hidden himself from them so that they don't recognize him. And they said, "What's wrong? What's wrong? Are you a stranger? Have you not heard about what's going on?" And they tell the stranger how that the one they had every hope in has been crucified. And what's even more puzzling, some of the disciples are now talking about him rising from the dead. We can't take this in. And the stranger says this to them, verse 25. "Then he said unto them, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken, ought not Christ to have suffered these things, and to enter into his glory?" If you had read the scriptures, you would have seen pictures of this happening. This stranger says, "And beginning at Moses," that's the first book of the Bible, "and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself." So that this stranger would have begun at the book of Moses and he would have said, "Look, here's a picture of me. It's a picture of me suffering. It's a picture of me dying. Here's another picture of me. It's a picture of me rising from the dead, conquering death. And look, here's another picture. And I ascend up to my Father in heaven." And picture after picture after picture, he showed these two on the road to Emmaus. What a change in them it made. They were talking to some other disciples a little after this incident, and they said to the other disciples, "Did not our hearts burn within us as he talked with us?" Boys and girls, this book can warm your heart as it shows you pictures of the Lord Jesus. I trust that we'll enjoy looking at those pictures as we gather morning by morning. Let's just bow together then in prayer. We're closing in prayer. Lord Jesus, I pray that you will give the children an appetite for what the Bible tells us about the Savior. Give them an eye to see him, and give them faith to believe what it is they read. Bless the school this day, we ask, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Amen.